God bless you. You're listening to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with your host, Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. Thank you for tuning in on tonight, and we pray that you will receive a blessing from the Lord as we turn our hearts and minds toward prayer. Prayer changes things. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of your Son, Jesus, thanking you for another day, thanking you for another opportunity to come before you and to pray this prayer of faith. Oh, my God, we are looking to you and trusting in you, knowing that you're able to do all things. You know every situation. You know every problem, oh, Lord. You're able to solve them. You are a problem solver. We are trusting in you today, Lord. We want you to touch and bless our souls. Send thine anointing. Send thy word, O Lord. Let some soul be blessed today. Let some soul be saved. Give somebody a mind to change from their way. Help them to seek your face and to call upon your name. You said, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be, we believe your word today. We take you at your word, O Lord. Oh, my God, we pray that you have your way. Let your will be done, O Lord. Save and heal, O Lord. Deliver the bound souls, those who are out there in the world wandering around in sin. We pray that you have mercy. Forgive sins and blot out of transgressions. Heal them that are sick, those who have pain in their body, those who are fighting cancer. We know you're able to deliver, Lord. Save, Lord. Have mercy today, O Lord. Help today, Jesus. We're depending on you, and we are looking to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. We pray that you look on that lost child. Oh, my God, have mercy on them. Send them back home to their parents. We know you're able, Lord. Be merciful, oh, Lord. Save to the uttermost. Oh, my God, look on every listener tonight. We pray that you will touch some soul. Help somebody to give their life to you. Help somebody to call on you, Lord. Help them to turn from their way. Help them, Lord Jesus. We know you're able. Help them. Oh, my God, deliver today, Lord. Send on deliverance. Send on mercy. Save to the uttermost, oh, Lord. And we believe you today, and we thank you right now, oh, Lord. We thank you for this chance, oh, Lord. We thank you for every listener. We thank you for the mercy that you have bestowed upon your people. Continue to have mercy, oh, Lord. Draw us closer to you. We need a closer walk, oh, Lord. Help us, Jesus. Help us to seek thy face the more, Jesus. Help us, oh, Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh, my God, we are coming to you. You are our help. You are our very present help in trouble. Help us to go through. Help us to stand. Help us to acknowledge you in all our ways, that you may direct our path. In the name of Jesus, we thank you right now. In Jesus' name we pray. This prayer we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory to God. We will have our scripture reading coming through Evangelist Cynthia Edmond.
Praise God. Thank God for this opportunity. I will be reading from the 48th number of Psalms. That's the 48th number of Psalms, and I will be reading from the King James Version Bible. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God. In the mountain of his holy, beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth in Mount Zion on the side of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge. For lo, the kings were assembled, they passed by together. They saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain, as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish, which with an east wind, as we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever, Selah, of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgment. Walk about Zion and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks.
Yes.
Consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He
yes.
will be our guide even unto death. Thank God for the reading of his word.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for that scripture reading. And now we will hear from Evangelist Khadija Amin. She will give us our announcement and a song.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you for tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast with your host, Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. You may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 701-802-5175. The access code is 584-7681#. And we also want to acknowledge Evangelist Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Maybelle Edmond on Friday nights at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. The dial-in number is 319-527-6763. You may also tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingService, Title One School, and one is O-N-E. And we want to remember the souls that are on the prayer list: India West, Ventria Blackshirt, Jada McBride, the pastor from Camden, as well as Miss Carol, Tanaja Clark, Jermaine Donaldson, Bradley, Michelle Kellum, Stacy Kellum, and the entire Kellum family, Tyrone Edmond, Henry Edmond, Mary Edmond, Titus Edmond Sr., Sister Cheryl Edmond, Sarita Logan, Francis Canones, Cynthia Taylor, Jamil Uri, and Evangelist Revy, and all those who are requesting prayer at this time. And I'm going to sing a portion of this song. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. The cross before me and the world behind me. The cross before me and the world behind me. The cross before me and the world behind me. No turning back, no turning back. Though none go with me, still I will follow. Though none go with me, still I will follow. Though none go with me, still I will follow. No turning back, no turning back. Have you decided to follow Jesus? Have you decided to follow Jesus? Have you decided to follow Jesus? No turning back, no turning back. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm going to turn the broadcast back over into the hands of Evangelist Nebel Edmond.
Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for the song and for the announcements, for the opening prayer, for the open scripture, for everything thus far. And now we will hear from Pastor Sheila Hameen. We will ask her to give us exhortations or however she feels led, and also words of encouragement.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I give honor to God. I'm so happy to be back on the Gospel Truth broadcast tonight. Thank God for all of you who have tuned in. This is an exciting night because it is joy night. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the opening prayer, for the scripture reading, and the song of praise that we just heard.
Yes.
And the thought that keeps coming to my mind is the joy of the Lord is your strength. Hallelujah.
Yes.
The joy of the Lord is my strength. If we don't have joy, we don't have strength.
Amen.
The joy of the Lord is our strength. Hallelujah.
Yes, it is.
And I tell you, when you're going through, when you're being tested and tried, it's important to know that the joy is on the inside. And
yes.
That Jesus promised, he promised us that he us this joy, and the joy that he gives is not as the world gives.
No.
This joy is on the inside of us, and the world can't take it away.
Amen.
Praise be to God. My mind went to the scripture that with joy we draw water out of the wells of salvation. Praise be to God. God is great, and he's greatly to be praised. And we ought to praise God more. And I believe the more we praise God, the more joy we have. Because we're going to need that strength. Surely the day of testing, the trials, all of that is coming. If
yes.
you haven't been tested, if you haven't been tried, just hold on a little while longer.
Yes.
That day is surely coming.
Yes.
And we're going to need strength in order to endure, strength to stand in the evil day. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Ah, my soul is just rejoicing, thinking on the goodness of the Lord. I know sometimes we call Friday night joy night, but tonight, Tuesday night, is joy
yes.
night.
Thank
I
you,
feel Jesus. Like praising God. I feel like going forth. I
praise
don't know about you,
praise.
But every time I come on this broadcast, I'm ready to praise the Lord. I'm ready to give God the glory as
yes,
to his name.
Thank
because
you,
the more I lift him up, the more he blesses me. The blessings
Amen.
Just keep on coming down. Thank you.
Yes.
I'm so glad.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to my God. When I thought about Jesus, how he just carried the weight of the world on his shoulder.
Amen.
There's nothing that we can ever go through or endure that can compare to the weight of the world that Jesus carried on himself.
Yes.
Praise be to God. But we do have some days of heaviness.
Amen.
Weighted down and we become overwhelmed. But as long as we can remember that the joy of the Lord is our strength,
yes.
we can make it on a little further.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And I just thank God, hallelujah, for another opportunity to lift up the name of Jesus. And
Amen.
I want to encourage every one of you who are listening tonight to just go forth in the praises. Use that joy that God has placed in you. If you don't have the joy, you can get that joy. You can go after God and seek God, ask the Lord to give you joy down in your soul. Hallelujah. And this joy will help you to stand in the time of weakness It'll help
yes.
you to stand in the time of temptation.
Amen.
It'll help you not to yield to that temptation. Praise the Lord. Surely we are in the flesh, and the flesh is weak.
Yes.
But the joy of the Lord is our strength.
Amen.
So be encouraged tonight and just go before God as never before, praising him, lifting him up. When you come on the broadcast, get ready to praise the Lord.
Amen.
Get ready to lift up the name of Jesus. Get ready to sing praises unto the Lord.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Get ready to tell of his goodness. Get ready to hear the word of the Lord, because God is sending his word out. He's sending it forth more and more. He keeps on sending that word.
Yes.
Oh, yes, Lord. And this is a great opportunity to take the word of God in while you have a chance.
Amen.
The time will come when the word of God, it'll be just like a famine in the world. It won't be for food or drink, but it'll be a famine for the word of God. So hold on.
Yes. Amen.
Don't let it go. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Oh, glory to God. The more you can gain from the Lord, the better off you are.
Amen.
Lord, and you ought to hold it dear and keep it close to your heart. Don't let the enemy distract you or get you off track. Praise
Amen.
The Lord, but stay focused. And remember that the joy of the Lord is our strength. Praise
Amen.
To God. At this time, get ready for the word of God tonight. Let's get ready to hear from the Lord. Let's prepare our hearts and our minds. Bring our minds in. Don't be wondering about, are the clothes finished in the dryer? Or, or am I going to put this on in the oven? No, no distractions.
Amen.
Whatever you're doing, stop what you're doing and
yes.
listen carefully to the word of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
At this time, let us prepare to hear the word tonight coming through Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. I'm going to turn the broadcast into her hands. God bless.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for those beautiful exhortations. I tell you, I was getting stirred up here. Just listening. Glory to God, because we ought to give
God
some praise. He's been good to us.
Yes, Lord.
He's been merciful unto us, and we don't even deserve it. But we ought to thank
Amen.
Him every now and then, I tell you. Oh, my God.
Yes,
somebody wrote a song
Hallelujah.
And never let a day go by without saying, thank you, Lord, for all you've
you,
done
Lord.
For me. And I try not to let a day go by without saying, thank you, Lord. Because he's been good to me and my family, my friends, my loved ones. The Lord has been good to us, to the people of God, and everyone that loved the name of the Lord. He's been good to us. So I thank God for those exhortations thus far. We thank God for this opportunity. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus, thanking you for this chance to project the word of God. We pray that you have your way. Let your will be done. Send your word and send your anointing. Let some soul be blessed. Look on Cedric. You know all about him. You know the situation. Touch, O Lord. Deliver, Jesus. I pray that you also look upon Kenyatta Henderson. Touch her, O Lord, wherever she is, O Lord. Please, Jesus, have mercy on her. Oh, my God, deliver her. We know you're able. We know you can do it. And we are depending on you and taking you at your word. Send your anointing and have your way. And we'll give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us go quickly to the word of God. And while you're, if you don't have your Bible, we're going to give you a little chance to get your Bible. And we want you to turn to St. Mark, the 10th chapter, and beginning at the 46th verse. Praise the Lord. And we use the King James Version of the Bible. King James Version. And that is St. Mark 10 and 46. To Jericho. And as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more, a great deal, "Thou son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stood, commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, "Be of good comfort, rise, he called thee." And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, "What wilt thou that I should do unto thee?" The blind man said unto him, "Lord, that I might receive my sight." And Jesus said unto him, "Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole." And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. The message tonight is talking about Jesus and the blind man. And in this 49th verse, it says, "Be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee." My title tonight is "Rise, he calleth thee." And my theme is, Jesus is calling you. All of you out there, Jesus is calling you. Whatever your condition is, whatever your situation is in your life, Jesus is calling you. You may not be blind, but you may be sick in sin. Jesus is calling you. Glory to God, you can come to Jesus on tonight if you receive the word of God. Jesus was the Son of God. He came down through 40 and two generations. Hallelujah. He was with his Father. The word of God said in St. John, the first chapter, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God." Glory to God. So Jesus, he was in the beginning, Father, but he came down from 40 and two generations. He left his home in glory, and he came down on this sin-cursed earth to save a wretch like you and I. He came down to die for the sins of the world. This is who Jesus was. He was the Son of God, the only begotten Son of God. And he had power to save, power to heal, power to deliver, power to raise up the lame man, power to heal the blind man. And that's why the Bible called him Jesus. He was a miracle worker, the miracle worker. Glory to God. Jesus is calling you. If you are in sin and you want to come out, Jesus, he's inviting you to be a follower. He's inviting you to come out of your sin. He's inviting you to get up, rise up. Yes. Hallelujah. Get out. Get out of your seat that you're sitting in and rise up. Glory to God. Get on up and come to Jesus. Glory to God. This is a summons. God has sent his son Jesus, and Jesus began to summon the blind man in a
a summons or appointment from God to serve God in a specific way for a specific purpose. Be to God. He told him to arise. He calleth thee, and he cast away his garment, and he rose. He got up from where he was sitting, and he came to Jesus. Somebody needs to get up out of their sins and come to Jesus. Give their life to the Lord. Let Jesus come into your life. Let him change you. Let him make you all over again. Let him fix you. Glory to God. He's able. Glory, he's able to change that old mind that you had, the mind to do the things of the world. God is able to change your mind, but you got to get up, rise up. The Lord is calling you out of sin into holiness. Glory to God. He's able to fix that situation. I don't care what it is. God is able. He's a miracle worker. He knows how to deliver. He knows when to deliver. Glory to God. This man was blind, and he was sitting by the wayside, and he just heard. He heard that Jesus of Nazareth, that he began to cry out. When he heard that Jesus was passing through there, he cried out, and he said, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace, but he cried the more, glory to God, a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still. Glory to God. He paid attention to the man, and he commanded him to be called. Called the blind man and saying unto him, be of good comfort. Rise, rise. He calleth thee. And he casting away his garment, the garment that he had, he just threw it away, and he got up, and he came to Jesus. That's what some need to do today. They need to get up. They need to cast away the things that they are doing and get up, and come to Jesus. He's calling you. He said in the word of God, glory to God, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. And he said, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon me and learn of me. Glory to God. The Lord, he will help you, but you got to come to him. You got to give your life to Jesus. You got to come out of sin. Be willing to make a change. And my God, he will have mercy on you, just like he had mercy on this blind man. Hallelujah. The devil will try to stop you from calling on the name of Jesus. He'll try to stop you from coming to Jesus. But you resist the devil and come to Jesus anyway. Glory to God. Let go of everything that is crazy, that is not as like the Lord. All those things that the devil has you doing. Oh, my God. Lord Jesus, give it up. Turn it over to Jesus and let him work it out. He knows how to fix it. He said, take my yoke upon you. My yoke is easy, and my burden is light. That burden that you're carrying, it gets heavy, but you can give it to Jesus, and he can make it light. Glory to God. The Bible
Bible tells us in the Word of God, St. Luke, the 18th chapter and the 35th verse, says, "And it came to pass that as he was come nigh unto Jericho, a certain blind man sat by the wayside begging, and hearing the multitude pass, he asked what it meant." You see, he was blind, and he didn't know what was going on. Glory to God. "And hearing the multitude pass by, he asked what it meant. And they told him that Jesus of Nazareth is by. And he cried, saying, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And they which went before rebuked him, that he should hold his peace." People that don't understand, sometimes they'll rebuke you. Hallelujah. And they want you to stop. They don't want you to call on the name of Jesus. They think you've gone crazy. But glory to God, this man knew something was happening. He heard that Jesus was passing by. So he cried out, saying, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." And they which went before rebuked him that he should hold his peace. But he cried so much the more, "Thou son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stood and commanded him to be brought unto him. And when he was come near, he asked him, saying, "What wilt thou that I shall do unto thee?" And he said, "Lord, that I may receive my sight." And Jesus said unto him, "Receive thy sight. Thy faith hath saved thee." And immediately he received his sight and followed him. You see, Jesus, he made a call, but it wasn't just to heal the blind man, but it was to save his soul. Glory to God. He said, "Thy faith has saved me." Thank you, Jesus. And immediately he received his sight and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people saw it. They gave praise unto God. Glory to God. They saw what Jesus did. And they began to glorify God for the work that he had done. That's the way it is today. We glorify God for saving our soul, for bringing us out of a world of sin, for making us brand new creatures. Glory to God. A brand new creation. Glory, glory. We thank God for his word. His word is telling us to arise, get up, whatever situation you may be in, whatever condition that you may be in, get up and come to Jesus and let him fix it. Let him work it out for you. I heard in the year that King Uzziah died, the Lord had sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphim. Each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." And the post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, "Woe is me, for I am undone." This was Isaiah. He began to say, "Woe is me, I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips." God, sometimes you're around people who have yes. He'll make you clean. Glory to God. On the inside, he'll clean that heart. He'll take out the stony heart and put in a heart of flesh. He'll take out the evil ways and give you a mind to do that which is right and pleasing in the sight of the Lord. Hallelujah. So Isaiah, he was in the midst of an unclean people. Glory to God. He said, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. And then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongues from off the altar. And he laid it upon my mouth and said, lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin is purged. Glory to God. When Jesus stopped by and touched your soul, glory to God, he will take out the sin, take out the evil, and he will make you clean. You will be purged.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. And the Bible says, and also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? Said I, here am I, send me. And he said, go and tell this people, hear ye indeed, but understand not. And see ye indeed, but perceive not. Make the heart of this people fat, and make their ears heavy, and shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and convert, and be healed. Glory to God, you can be healed. You can be converted. If you hear the word of God, if you take God at his word, hallelujah, hearken to the voice of the Lord and seek his faith and calling upon the name of Jesus, calling unto the Lord, change your mind, your heart, and everything will be brand new. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. This is what happened when Isaiah realized in the year that King Uzziah died. You see, he was looking at King Uzziah. But after he died, glory to God, the Lord revealed himself unto him and made him to be someone else. He took out the sin, put those coals on his mouth. Lord have mercy. It touched his lips, and his iniquity was taken away. God can take your iniquity away. I don't care what it is. He can do it. But you got to come to Jesus. You got to rise. He's calling you. You got to get up and come to Jesus. The Bible said, come now. Let us reason together. Glory to God, though your sins be as scarlet, God, he will make them white as snow. If you come to Jesus while you have a chance, if you give your life to Jesus and let him fix the situation in your life, God can do it. He will do it. He's inviting you to be a follower of Christ. Somebody wrote a song, said, I want to be a follower of Christ. Glory to God. I want to live in the newness of life. Glory to God. You can come to Christ, and he can fix it for you. But you can't wait, because you don't know. Tomorrow is not promised. You may be here today, and tomorrow you could be gone. We don't know how much time we have down here. We're living in evil times.
wicked times. I tell you, we are living in the last days. We are living in a time when men won't mend their ways. They're calling right wrong, and they're calling wrong right. But we know that it's, the time is running out. We can see the signs of the coming of Christ and of the end of the world. No, we don't know what day he's coming, but he did leave it on record. Some of the signs, which is to come. Glory to God. Read your Bible. Study the word of God. And you will see that the time is almost here. Glory to God. I thank the Lord for his word on tonight. Don't have much more to say, but rise up. He calleth you. He may not call you by your name, but he's calling you through the word of God. And if you hear the word of God, Jesus can fix it for you. So we thank the Lord tonight for his word. And at this time, we're going to have Evander Sameen pray the prayer of faith. Somebody might want to answer the call and rise up and come to Jesus. As we turn our hearts and minds to prayer, Evander Sameen, will you lead us in prayer?
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Let us put our minds on the Lord. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you, O God, and we humble ourselves before you, Lord. We want to thank you for your word tonight. We thank you, Lord, for your healing power, for your miraculous power. We thank you, Lord, for how you blessed us. And now, Lord, we call on you in faith, asking you right now to move by your power. Oh, my God, touch somebody's heart through your word. Break their hearts, oh, Lord Jesus. Give somebody the mind to turn their lives over to you, Lord. Give somebody the mind to surrender and to be a follower of you, Lord Jesus. We're asking you, Lord, to please somebody to rise. Help them to rise right now and heed the call. Oh, God, we ask that you will open their ears that they may hear your voice in the name of Jesus. We know you have the power and you can do everything. We are praying, God, that you will save the souls of men, that you will fill them with the Holy Ghost. Move upon them right now, Lord Jesus. Break up the thorny heart in the name of Jesus. Cover under your blood, Lord. Do wonders, Lord Jesus, and work miracles. We are asking you, Lord, to manifest yourself to more. Let your glory be revealed in the name of Jesus. We are down here calling on you, Lord. We are down here waiting on you, my God. We ask that you will bless us while we're waiting, Lord. Touch, Lord, while we're praying, oh God. Heal and deliver. While we're praying, Lord Jesus, touch right now, God, that one that's sick in their body, carrying an affliction. We are asking you to make them whole right now. Raise up the sick, Lord Jesus. Oh, my God, open the blinded eyes, ears. We know you can do it, Lord, because there's nothing too hard for you, oh God. There's nothing impossible. But we need you, Lord, to increase our faith. Help us, Lord, to believe as the scripture says. Take away all the doubt. Take away unbelief. Take away the drawback, oh God, whatever is hindering us.
Yes, Lord.
We're asking you to move it out of the way in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, you know our hearts, and we're asking you to search our hearts. Oh, my
yeah.
God, because you try the reins. We don't
yeah.
know our own heart, but, Lord, you know our heart because you search our heart. And whatever is wrong, Lord, whatever is not right, please forgive us. Oh, my Lord, take it away from us right now while we're praying this prayer.
Yes, Lord
Jesus.
And
make us put your habits
help us,
in the name of Jesus. Please, Lord,
send your anointing and destroy the yokes of bondage.
Yes,
destroy the evil works of the enemy. Bind his work on every side.
Yes,
we,
Lord.
Know you can do it, Lord. And we're depending on you right now. Yes. Have your way, O God.
Have your way.
Let your holy will be done, Lord. We are asking you to continue to bless the speaker. Oh, God, anoint her the more and use her for your service.
Please,
Lord, your word evermore. Oh, my God, and for the hearers, Lord Jesus, let them hear and obey your word. Oh,
yes,
my
Lord.
God, let your word take root in their hearts and in their souls.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, you're able right now, Jesus. Reach that soul, oh, God, that seems to be so far gone. Oh,
yes,
God,
Lord.
No one is out of your reach. We know you're able.
You're
oh,
able,
do it, Lord Jesus. Do it right now, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Manifest
Jesus.
Your power. Work
yes.
miracles, Lord Jesus.
Jesus.
Open doors that are shut in the faces of your people, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
You can unlock the door without a key. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
You can do everything. Glory to your name, Lord. We thank you. We are asking you to remember all of those on the prayer list, God, one by one, name by name. Bless them tonight, Lord, with the blessing that they stand in need of. Please, Lord Jesus, remember their cry. And
yes,
hear
Lord.
Them, Lord Jesus.
Please.
Oh, God, reach out to them, Lord, and lay
Jesus.
Your hand upon them tonight. Let them feel your presence, oh, God.
Yes,
Let
Lord.
Let them feel your tonight, Jesus.
Jesus.
Let them feel the warmth of your love. Oh, blessed Savior. Send your holy angels to encamp all about those who are bereaved of their loved ones. Comfort and console them.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the name of
oh,
Jesus.
My Lord, we are looking to you. We're depending on you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for forgiveness of sins. We thank you for blotting out our transgressions.
Yes,
we thank you, Lord, for having mercy
yes.
on us. We thank you for being so kind
yes,
and so
Lord.
Patient toward us, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank
yes,
you for your
Jesus.
Loving kindness.
Thank
oh, God,
you,
we ask you if you will ever have your way in our lives and let your holy will be done. Lord Jesus, move all around the world and bless those who are listening in, oh, God. Continue to bless them in a great and a mighty way, Lord, with
yes,
the blessings
Lord.
That they stand in need of.
Amen.
Help them, Lord, my God, to do your will. Help
Please.
Somebody to rise up this night and heed
yes.
the call.
Yes.
Oh,
Thank
God,
you.
Fill them that mind.
Yes.
Put it in their heart to heed the call, to
yes.
get up, Lord, to
yes,
walk
Lord.
Away from sin, to turn from the world.
Yes,
you
Lord.
Can do it, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
We're asking you to do it right now. And we
yes,
believe
Lord.
You, Lord Jesus, and we count it as done. Oh, Lord, and we bless
thank
your name.
Jesus.
We give
thank
you thanks. We thank you for your
thank
mercy.
You, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord,
Jesus.
For your grace. We thank,
thank
you,
Lord,
God, for just hearing our prayer. We
thank
know,
you,
Lord,
Jesus.
That you don't have to do anything for us because
yes,
we're not deserving of it. But
yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Lord, for your compassion. Thank
yes.
you for your love toward us. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
thank
Jesus.
You, Lord Jesus. We thank you for giving us
thank you,
another
Jesus.
Chance to call
thank
on
you,
your name.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord,
we
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, thank you, Lord.
Lord.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
for
you.
The saving of souls, Lord. We thank
yes,
you for saving us, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, oh God, for everything you've done.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you for what you're doing right now. While this prayer is being prayed, Lord, we thank you.
Thank you.
Glory,
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
we
you,
thank
Jesus.
You, Lord. We give you thanks, glory,
yes,
honor, and praise. All belong unto you, oh God.
Yes.
And we lift up your holy name.
Yes.
Now, Lord, we ask you to remember all of our leaders, oh God, bless them. Give them guidance, Lord. Give them direction. Show them how to lead your people, Lord. Put in their heart the love and the concern the benevolent concern
yes, Lord.
For the flock of God. We
yes,
know
Lord.
You're able to do it right
you're
now,
able,
Lord.
Jesus.
Have your eternal way and let your holy will be done. Lord, we ask that you'll accept our prayer. We ask all of these and other blessings in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise be to God. Truly, we do thank God for that beautiful, timely message coming through Evangelist May on tonight.
Amen.
Praise God, saying, rise, he calleth you. When
yes.
the Lord calls, that's the time to move.
Right.
Amen,
that's
there.
Right.
He talked about the blind man. He was calling out to the Lord, and the Lord heard his call. Praise be to God, but some were trying to make the man be quiet.
Amen.
He was determined
yes.
to get God's attention. He wanted the attention of the Lord, and he didn't stop until he got his attention.
Yes.
And this is the way we have to be. We have to persevere. When you're praying, it seems like your prayer is not going through or something is blocking or hindering your prayer. But
yes.
you have to persevere and call out to the Lord until the prayer
Amen.
Goes through. Hallelujah. And when the Lord hears your prayer, he will surely come to your aid. And
yes.
so Jesus, he heard the man calling, and he summons him to be called. Oh, praise God. And they went to him and began to comfort him and let him know to be a good comfort. Amen. Be of good cheer. The
yes.
Lord calling you. Come on.
Amen.
And come on over here because he's calling you. Oh,
yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Jesus is calling you tonight.
Amen.
Have you decided to follow Jesus? Have you decided to give your life to Jesus? If I were you, I would get right up and heed that call and come to Jesus.
Amen.
I thank God once again for that beautiful message. I want to encourage Evangelist May to continue to preach the word of God and let God have his way in your life. And at this time, we're going to give way for remarks from our evangelists if they care to give remarks tonight. God bless.
Praise God. I thank God for the word of God that came through Evangelist May on this evening. That was a summons. Jesus
yes.
saying, rise.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. He said, rise. God
rise.
Calleth thee. Mm-hmm. Amen. Come to Jesus. That's Lord a summons. Amen. An invitation to come to Jesus, and he'll make it all right.
Amen.
I thank God for the word of God. I tell you, when God calls, it's best to heed the call.
Amen.
Just heed the call. Give into it. And I tell
Amen.
You, you won't regret it.
Amen.
You will make something beautiful out of your life. I thank God for the word of God. Continue to preach the word. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. I thank God for the word of God coming to Evangelist Nathan saying, rise, he calleth thee. And saying, Jesus is calling you. He's calling us, and it's such a special, a holy, high calling. He called that blind man to healing, and he's calling us all to salvation. And like the preacher began to say, you know, we can be like that blind man, you know, cast away at our sins or the things that we're doing that are not like God and follow him in righteousness and truth. If I enjoy the word of God, then I thank God for the prayer also. And it's maybe I'll keep on preaching the word of God.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for those remarks and encouraging words and exhortations. We just thank God for this broadcast and how the Lord is blessing. And now at this time, we're going to turn the remainder of the broadcast back into the hands of Evangelist May.
Glory to God. We thank the Lord for Evangelist Hameen, for the prayer, for the remarks and everything, for Evangelist Khadija and Evangelist Cynthia. Being a blessing to this broadcast. And we want to thank the Lord for all of those who have been a blessing to this broadcast. May the Lord continue to bless you and make ways for you because God is good.
for the word on tonight. That's not all of it. That was just part of it. But I tell you, God, he began to call, and he called Moses, and Moses saw the fire burning. Lord, have mercy. Mm-hmm. But he looked, and he saw the burning bush, and he looked at it, but it wasn't burned up. The bush was burning, but it wouldn't burn up. And he knew it was something. And the Lord began to call unto him. And also Samuel. The Lord began to call Samuel. And you know, we as the people of God, he has given us a work to do. And we got to stretch out by faith. We got to rise up, get up from where we are sitting down at. Get up from where we are slowing around at. Get on up, because he called it thee. Glory to God. He already called us. He already summoned us. He already gave us an appointment. Glory. And it came from God to serve him in a specific way for a specific purpose. And we have to do what thus saith the Lord. No matter what people think or what people say, we must do the will of God. Especially, well, I'm going to tell you something, when Jesus called you, I don't care who you are. I don't care what you've done. When Jesus called you, you're going to move. There's no way you can stay seated and stay in that same position when Jesus began to call you. And I tell you, mm-hmm. some people, they try to do it, but you can't stay. You got to get up and be about your Father's business. So I just thank the Lord for this message on tonight, for the word on tonight. And I'm encouraged. I'm encouraged for how the Lord is blessing. And I thank God also for the souls on the line. The devil, he tried to mess things up tonight, but that's all right. And we got another day coming. The Lord say the same. And we are going to let the Lord have his way. Things, and I want to say before we close out, if you would like to receive a King James version of the Bible, a brand new Bible, you can call in at 856-304-7774, and you will receive a brand new Bible. God bless you. We thank the Lord for each and every one of you. Tune in again on Sunday night at 7 p.m. And if that's all, then it's Hameen.
Nothing further at this time.
The Lord, then it's Cynthia and then it's Khadija. Thank the Lord.
Nothing at this time. Thank you for asking.
Thank the Lord. Okay. Not, we will bring this broadcast to a close, and we look forward to you being with us again on Sunday night at 7 p.m. God bless you, and good night.